Sean Mize here, and just have a few comments on the difference, or kind of the idea, the concept between just having one product versus having multiple back-end products. Okay, and first of all, I realize it. When you first start out, you have to start with one product, and then you'll create the second product, and you'll create the third product. Now, my argument, okay, is that you should create those additional products as quickly as possible. And in just a few minutes, I'm going to give you the exact instructions for creating products very, very quickly. And depending on the amount of time that you have, you know, if you're literally able to commit 20 hours a week for a month to creating products, if you follow what I'm going to give you next, you could literally have 6 entry-level products and a home study course created in 1 month. And I just really believe that your long-term success will be so much stronger if you take the time to create products. And then obviously once you have that first stable of entry-level products and a home study course, you're able to add on to that. You could create a new product every single month. I'm going to show you how to create products quickly and easily. The one product creates usually very low income, one product. In fact, my experience is that most of the time, one product only pays for your traffic. But that's my experience. And then for those individuals who are working 100% by themselves and they don't have a lot of overhead, they may make a profit, but it's only because, in essence, their profit is they're paying themselves for their traffic. Whereas if they paid someone else to generate the same amount of traffic they were generating, they wouldn't have the profit. And that's what I've experienced. I've seen that time and time again. The second product is generally where the real profits begin. Multiple products, you can have literally the opportunity for massive income, and my experience has been most cases where there is massive income with information marketing, it's a result of multiple products. Just one comment here. I just believe that so many of the training courses out there, the how to make $1 million online, how to make 20 grand a month next month, how to dominate a niche in 30 days, those types of products and ideas that have this idea that you can just do this with one product, you know, have $100 product and sell 100 of them, and that's 10 grand. And boy, those are easy numbers to spout. But in reality, once again, that first product generally just pays for traffic. That's my experience, okay? But unfortunately, I believe that there's an undue focus on when we talk about formulas, when people talk about formulas online, and maybe I've even been guilty of this from time to time, where I've unintentionally, you know, made it seem like you could just do it with one product. And sure, that's where you start, and that's why when we create a program to teach you how to get started, we start with one product. But there really needs to be more to make real profit. There needs to be more than that one product. It is 10 times easier to make profit with more products. And I'll tell you, you know, many people won't tell you that. They want to promote this idea of instant success. And really, success takes time. I really believe that. And, you know, I don't know who said it, so, you know, I don't want to plagiarize anybody here, and I don't know if this is an anonymous person or if this is someone who we know who said this, okay? But, you know, somebody once said that this idea that, you know, I became an overnight success, but I worked, you know, 10 years to become an overnight success. And so often with overnight successes, that is what we see. We see people that study for years to learn how to do things. They have many failures, and then finally they put all the pieces together the right way and they do it right. You know, my experience with entrepreneurs is very rarely do we do it right the first time. And, you know, that's my personal experience. You know, I've been an entrepreneur many times over before I started an online business, and many of those failed. And in fact, in my own, before, you know, my profitable online business, you know, I tried some things online that didn't work. And so although my success came fairly quickly, it didn't come overnight, it came fairly quickly, it came on the heels of some failures. And I just believe that sometimes people are misled when they are led to perhaps believe that instant success can really happen online. And, you know, here's the thing. Just imagine this for a moment. You know, maybe you're in a place where you want to get to full-time income in 6 months from now. Okay, and we're not talking about next month. We're saying you're being more realistic and you say, hey, I'm going to get there in 6 months, okay? In order to get there in 6 months, I believe that you have to let go of the hope that you're going to have massive income in 30 days. And I think that so many beginners, so many people that are getting started in information marketing are spending all of their focus or most of their focus trying to find that magic bullet that is going to put money in their pocket in the next 30 days. And every 30 days that goes by, they're 6 months away from ever being able to create the income that they want to be able to create. Every time that they spend 30 days trying to create an overnight success, it puts them now, one more time, 6 months away from success. Because instead of doing the consistent things that they need to do to make the money that they want to make, instead, they're spending that time trying to come up with something that works in 30 days. It doesn't work. Next month, they start something else over for 30 days and, you know, maybe a longer period of time. What I find is that so often, and perhaps you're in a place where you've been trying to do that for, let's say, 2 years. You've been trying for 2 years, every month, every 2 months, you take a look at a new opportunity or a new idea, and you try to do something new, and you create a new product, and maybe you create a new list, or you sign up for a new affiliate program. And here's the thing, it hasn't worked for the last 2 years. It hasn't worked for the last 4 years. I can almost guarantee you, with total confidence, it won't work in the next 30 days. And if you do the same thing over and over again for the next 30 days, six more times, 6 months from now, you'll be no farther ahead than you are now. Maybe right now you're no farther ahead than you were 6 months ago. And, you know, my question would be, would you rather work for a month or for 2 months on a goal that won't ever happen? Or would you rather simply commit to 6 months or a year working on something that will? Okay, and I genuinely believe that every single person that studies for me, that listens to me, if you create the products, you drive the traffic, you write the emails, you test and tweak those emails, you test and tweak the products, okay, that you will be able to have success. It won't happen in 30 days. It isn't going to happen overnight. Okay, it'll take longer for some people than others, but by building a real business, success will happen at some point in the future. Now, in just a moment, I'm going to share with you exactly how to create products and how to create those products quickly. And I believe that, again, you know, I believe I stated earlier, if you've got 20 hours a week to create products for the next 4 weeks, that you could create six products and a home study course. I genuinely believe that you can do that. Now, you know, there's a couple of caveats, and one is that you've got to know your material. You know, if you're starting out online and you're going into a niche you know nothing about, well, you know, maybe your first 30 days would be better spent studying the niche and becoming an expert by purchasing competitors' products, by purchasing current books on the product, by studying them, by studying other people's products and really learning the niche before you begin to create products. You know, the other argument sometimes that I get from my own clients is, well, hey, I've only got 20 hours a week to put into my business. How can I put 20 hours into product creation? I've got so many other things I have to do. I have to drive traffic, and I have to build a list, and I have to read emails, and I have to answer people's emails, and I have to see what the competition is doing, and I have to check keywords, and I have all these things I have to do. How could I put 20 hours into product creation? And once again, I go back to the question, you know, how long have you been spending 20 hours doing all these other things, driving traffic, trying to build a list, you know, cobbling together a product, trying to sell somebody's affiliate product, looking at keywords, watching your competition, trying to copy your competition, trying to understand why the sales page that a competition uses doesn't work as well for you, okay? I mean, all of these things, you've been doing this for 3 months, 6 months, 2 years, and it's not making you any money. And if you do that for another month, it's still not going to make any money. If you were to instead do none of that and just create a product for 30 days, make no money because you're creating a product, would you be any further behind? The answer is financially you would not. If you didn't open an email for 30 days, you'd be no farther behind. If you didn't drive a single piece of traffic, you'd be no farther behind because you don't have anything there right now anyhow. If all you were to do is to spend the next month creating those products, then begin driving traffic to those products, okay, then in the long run, you'd make more money faster. Any comments or questions on that?